So, thank you for sharing that experience. So, if you had some experience where you're sleeping and then you saw a shining light and it made you feel very peaceful, and see, basically near your head, rolling around and round, outside your head, yeah. So basically, there are specific experiences, and there are generic principles. So this year itself, I was in Singapore, and I gave the same talk in Singapore University. And then after that, a Chinese professor, she came and she told me that around 20 years ago, she had an out-of-body experience where she saw herself going out of the body, and then she saw herself like a small brown spark, a brown sort of globule, and she understood this is me. And she saw going through floating through a river on a log, and then she came out of that log, and the log she came out of the river, and then she saw two men, one young, one elderly looking sage, like a sage. They're approaching her, and they're speaking something to her, but she just couldn't understand what they were speaking. And as she was about to ask, "What are you speaking?" suddenly they all disappeared. And then she came back to consciousness. She doesn't remember anything after that. She says, "For the last 18 years, I've been trying to understand what are the message they were trying to give to me." So I explained to her that there are certain things which happen to us in real life, and we try to make sense of them. There are certain things which may happen to some of us during unconsciousness, during sleep, through which sometimes some clear messages may come to us. Okay, do this, don't do this, or be like this, don't be like this. But in some cases, no clear message may emerge. So when that happens, if by whatever higher arrangement we got that experience, if the purpose of that experience was to convey a specific message, then that specific message would have been told to us. The fact that no specific message was told over there, what we can see is we can go beyond the specifics to the generic features or generic principles. The generic principle is that we can be conscious and we can perceive even when the body is unconscious, even when the body is under surgery or the body is asleep. And that indicates that there is something more to me than my physical self. And if we focus on that principle, that there's something more to me than my physical self, and now what that specific physical self is, that I can use other sources of knowledge to explore that. So now, yes, it's possible if somebody had been reading some other book, they may have seen the particular experience you had as confirming that book's thesis. But rather than just seeing it that way, what we could see it is that this experience was not specific, it was generic. So basically, it shows us that there's something beyond the body. Our self is not just physical. Now, what that non-physical side is, then we should use our rational intelligence to scrutinize the books of wisdom and see which model of the self offers us the most coherent explanation of the non-material side of our being. So basically, there are many books of wisdom in the world's traditions, and they all, at the very least, the common denominator is that they talk about that our self is not physical. There's something more to ourself than our physical shell. So now, what that non-material side of ours is, that is explained very coherently in the Bhagavad Gita. The Bible also talks about the soul quite often. But the Bible doesn't go into any details about the soul, for example. That's the same with the Quran also. It talks about the soul more as a metaphorical reference to our non-material essence. You have some non-material side, and that's what you refer to as the soul. But specific knowledge about the soul is not given. So when such experiences come to us, we can look at, okay, there's something more to life than what I'm experiencing in my day-to-day life. There's something more to me than the body. And what that more is, let me try to find out, and let me look at that book which explains the non-material side the best. Thank you. Yeah, you had a question?